The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Happy Friday, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Trust you are doing well today. And I'm feeling pretty good about the Republicans. We're going to get to that story in just a moment. I want to address a story that really should be discussed across the nation right now. And it's an issue that should be the top story in the news cycle right now, but it is not. And if it had been anyone other than a Republican teenager, this would be a national news story. Of course, we're talking about this horrible story out of North Dakota, where a grown man used his vehicle to mow down an 18-year-old boy because this boy happened to be a Republican. And we now know, because the man confessed to the crime, this man who was set free on $50,000 bail, I guess they have a George Soros district attorney in North Dakota, but the man who committed the crime said he did so because he believed that Kaler Ellingson was a Republican extremist. Well, now the North Dakota Highway Patrol is coming out. And by the way, the guy said that Ellingson was getting his friends together and they were going to chase after the guy. And the Highway Patrol says, no, there's no evidence of that at all. There's no evidence that this young man, an 18-year-old boy, was an extremist. But it's interesting because the guy who committed this atrocity, this heinous crime, snuffed out the life of an 18-year-old Republican child. The man who did that used the exact same language that President Biden has been using and, quite frankly, used last night again when Biden called out every MAGA Republican. Now, you might remember a few weeks ago, he said he had to come back after the infamous Darth Brandon speech in front of the Blood Red Independence Hall, and his staff had to walk all of that back, and even Biden himself had to come out and say that he wasn't talking about all MAGA Republicans. But last night, in front of this crowd of Democrats, he said he was talking about MAGA Republicans, all of them. So he said he's not just talking about Trump, he's talking about all MAGA Republicans. And we know for a fact that the killer was using the language that was spewing out of Joe Biden's decrepit mouth. We know that for a fact. We know that over really the past, 7 years now, the Democrats and the media have been smearing and slandering conservatives and Trump supporters. They have called us every name under the book. And this really goes all the way back to 2007, when Barack Hussein Obama, at a gathering in San Francisco, talked about all you people who live in the Rust Belt, Ohio and Pennsylvania, West Virginia, said, you people, you clung to your guns and you clung to your religion. Hillary Clinton picked up the attacks, calling us irredeemable deplorables. Nowadays, you've got Joe Biden out there and the Democrats calling us white supremacists and literally the dregs of society. By the way, that's what Joe Biden called all of you Christians who believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. Dregs of society. That's what Joe Biden called you. And now you have the woke evangelicals out there smearing people, accusing Christians of being evil because they love their country. And in recent days, you've had the president of the United States out there calling Trump supporters fascist and extremist. And that was the word, the verbiage used by this killer of this 18-year-old boy in North Dakota. May I just point something out here for just a moment? There's been no media coverage of this. Outside of this radio program and Fox News, where has the media been? Can you imagine? And I don't even want you to imagine this, but for the sake of our conversation today, because we don't wish ill on anybody. We want everybody to be able to live their lives and claim their American dream, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian. We don't wish ill. We don't wish harm on anyone. But these Democrats and the language coming out of this White House, there is no doubt in my mind that they want to see dead Republicans in the streets. We're living in a very dangerous time in American history. And this sort of violent political rhetoric that's coming from the White House and coming from the mainstream media, it endangers all of us. There's a great big target on anybody who happens to be a conservative these days. But imagine for just a moment, for the sake of the argument here, that this had been a Trump supporter who took his car and intentionally mowed down Democrat supporters of Joe Biden. And just imagine the media coverage of that for a moment. Every single news agency in the world would be parked and camped out in North Dakota right now. Every single one of them. And rightfully so, it's a huge story. If someone is killed because of some sort of a political motive, then yeah, that's going to be a big national story, no doubt about it. But not this time. Not this time. Not for Kaylor Ellingson. No, this kid, it's almost as if this crime never happened. I mean, we all know that the mainstream media is biased. We get that. We know that. We know that the fix is in. But this should alarm all of you, because this story should be used as an opportunity to tone down, to take it down a few notches. But that's not what Biden has done. Two times since this kid was killed, Biden has been out there ratcheting up the rhetoric. And that's why I do believe that they are hoping that their followers take the bait and target. Again, Joe Biden, actually yesterday at this speech, Joe Biden said that the Republicans that Republicans were going to be guilty for blood in the streets. What have we been talking about for ages on this radio program? That when the Democrats do that, when they make a charge about Republicans, typically they are projecting and they are the ones guilty of whatever they're accusing the other side of doing. The only people that are being left bloodied and beaten in the streets, ladies and gentlemen, happen to be conservatives, happen to be Trump supporters. But they don't want to have that conversation. The mainstream media is not honest enough to actually call out the Democrats for any of this stuff. Not a single national news reporter had the courage, had the moral fortitude to actually ask the Biden administration to ask them whether or not they regret the language they're using, or if they wanted to retract the language they're using, if they wanted to walk back the language they're using. Nobody did that. Because, you see, in Biden's America, all lives do not matter. When it comes to the Democrats, our lives don't matter. If you disagree with the Biden administration, it's not just that you're a fellow American who has a difference of opinion. No, you become the enemy. That is a very dangerous thing. Now, I'll have to give credit to Fox News. We were the first to suggest that Biden and the Democrats have blood on their hands, too, because of this. And I know that we have a lot of former colleagues at Fox, and they monitor this show, and they listen to our take on things, because typically we're at the tip of the spear when it comes to these kinds of stories. And we've been saying for a couple of days now on this program that we believe Joe Biden does, in fact, have blood on his hands. Now, this came up just a little while ago on Fox News. Cut number 7, please.
Because he had a political argument with the pedestrian and believed the pedestrian was calling people to come get him. The North Dakota Highway Patrol is now saying that was not the case. There was no politics involved here that they have found with evidence. What do you think about this case? What have you learned about it?
Well, I'll tell you right now, this is where this driver who, in my opinion, did commit vehicular manslaughter, committed second-degree murder by running over this guy. He used a so-called MAGNA defense, saying that these guys were extremists on the right. And I'll tell you right now, Bill and Dana, Joe Biden got blood on his hand. He has been dividing this country, calling 75 million people ultra-MAGA extremists. And this person who's accused of this crime used that as an affirmative defense to run over someone and leave him there without rendering any help. This is what has happened with Joe Biden basically dividing this country by declaring 75 million Trump supporters supreme extremists and supremacists.
I'm going to show you how much media coverage this story got elsewhere. Leo, if everybody can take a look here, guess what? Zilch, nada, zero.
Yeah.
Even if this excuse by Brandt turns out to be ridiculous and not true, you can imagine that if it had been the reverse, you would have seen a lot more coverage. Leo, last word to you.
Yeah, thank you, Dana. It's obvious. The left-wing media is basically providing cover for the Democratic Party's hatred towards half of this country. Their zero coverage on this issue is affirmative evidence that they are shielding the president on this issue where he has divided this country based on hate and trying to divide this country based on political affiliation. It is outrageous, and that gentleman should basically face the full extent of the charges against him.
All right, there you go. I mean, again, I appreciate Fox News taking our line, our argument here. And again, people, before we go to break here, you need to be aware of this, because you never know when some terrorist, and I think this guy is a domestic terrorist, certainly a political terrorist, you never know when these guys are going to show up and try to hurt you. But the people ultimately to blame here, I believe, are in fact the Democrats. They have tried to dehumanize Trump supporters. That's why Hillary Clinton, and language is very important. I am one of the few conservative hosts, and I don't say this to boast this, but to make a point. I am one of the few conservative talk radio hosts who actually writes all of his own books. A lot of these guys use ghostwriters. I'm not judging. That's just the way it is. I want you guys to know that I write my own books. So words matter to me. And when Hillary Clinton uses words like irredeemable and deplorable, it's the irredeemable part that should raise the alarm. Because that means you are beyond redemption. When Joe Biden goes out and calls you a fascist, words matter. We're living in a very dangerous time, and the people responsible for the danger are in fact the Democrats. But it's mighty sad that in this country, the life of an 18-year-old Republican teenager does not matter. But we know that because for the Democrats, only one demographic actually matters. Their lives matter. Nobody else's life matters. And that's irrefutable. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We have a packed show for you today. We're going to be checking with a lot of lawmakers on the Republican commitment to America that came out. We've got some great audio from that. We're going to be taking your calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS. Oh, I love it when we trigger the liberals right out of the gate. You know it's going to be a good day, with, especially on a Friday when that happens. Someone says, Starnes, words do matter. They're sending, and they're quoting, then they quote Trump. Remember back when Trump came down the golden escalator and talked about the illegals, talking about how other countries are sending people that have lots of problems? So they're quoting Trump as if what Trump said was actually not accurate. And I'm going to read the quote from Trump. They're sending people that have lots of problems. They're bringing their problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And remember Trump? They gave old Trump the what for over that, did they not, ladies and gentlemen? Well, what happens on this program? You see, we don't peddle in just opinion. We peddle in informed opinion, ladies and gentlemen. So therefore, I want to share some information with you. So the next time you have a liberal that comes on and tries to debate you and tries to convince you that all the people coming across that southern border are good church-going people that just want to, I don't know, pick lettuce, here's the facts. This is from the Border Patrol, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, and every year they break down the criminal activity of non-citizens. That would be illegals for all of you folks in Berkeley, California. These are, and I'm going to go all the way back to 2016. Can we do that? Just to be fair, I want to make sure you folks are well-rounded and have your knowledge. We're equipping you with knowledge right now. These are the numbers of people that have been arrested with criminal convictions crossing our border. In 2016, 12,842. The following year, 8,500. The next year, 6,600. 4,200. You see what was happening during the Trump administration, by the way? That's right. Fewer criminal illegals were crossing our border. By the year 2020, only 2,438 people. But guess what the numbers are this year? So far, fiscal year 2022, 10,778 illegals crossing the border who are criminals. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, as difficult as it may be for you to understand, you liberals out there, President Trump was absolutely correct. Now, you may be offended by his language, but you cannot be offended by the truth of his words. Just want to point that out. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. On that note, Jared Kushner, who I believe to be the boil on the butt of the Trump administration, was on Outnumbered yesterday, and Jared Kushner is very upset that Ron DeSantis is sending illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. Take a listen.
We have to remember these are human beings, they're people, so seeing them being used as political pawns one way or the other is very troubling to me.
Now, I don't know where Kushner's coming from on this, other than the fact that he is a Democrat and that he caused a lot of issues for the president during his administration. But here's the reality. Martha's Vineyard, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, is a sanctuary state. So how is it inhumane for Ron DeSantis to send the illegals to a sanctuary state. First of all, they were dumped off in Florida by Joe Biden himself. So why is it, ladies and gentlemen, why is it that Ron DeSantis is the bad guy here when all he's trying to do is get these people to a place where they can get some help? Do you agree with Jared Kushner that what Ron DeSantis did was inhumane? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. No, I will say it again. Yes, yes, I did say that Jared Kushner was the boil on the butt of the Trump administration. And I stand by that. And I don't think I know that Trump loves his daughter, Ivanka, but her policies were to the left as well. And I think that really did impact negatively a lot of policies coming out of the Trump White House. I want to go to the phones, though. 844-747-8868. Mike in Chattanooga listening to us on Nooga Radio. Mike, what say you, sir?
Hi, Todd. Everyone's bragging about you at 107.3 in Cleveland, Tennessee. You're heard there now. But Trump needs to divorce Kushner. I mean, he's a leftist effeminate wimp. He needs to go. And DeSantis, you got to love. You know what I love about DeSantis? And I support Trump, but I don't know that I'd probably vote for DeSantis over him. And, you know, when DeSantis gets in, he could just make Trump some sort of czar. But the great thing about DeSantis is this, and I wasn't going to talk about this, but since I brought it up, you know, he's one of them. He's a graduate from an Ivy League school. He's military. He's JAG. He's one of them. And that's why they hate him so much. You got to love what he's doing.
Oh, look, DeSantis, and that you're right, and DeSantis has the credentials from academic background, from military service. The guy he's the real deal. You know, if you want to use some vernacular from the movies, he's the top gun. And Mike, I'm telling you, the longer all of this, and Trump, I think, ultimately will make the decision whether he's going to run or not. But DeSantis is going to make a great president one of these days.
Because you know this weenie governor of California is going to. And listen, even though I despise rhinos, you have to vote for a Republican for the midterms. We'll deal with the rhinos later. You know, like Jefferson said, we'll deal with the slavery issue later. But let's get together and throw the British out. So even if they're a rhino and they're a little wimpy and liberal, you still have to get a Republican in the midterms. And just one more thing, Todd, Blackburn. She's closer to you, I think, than me. And I think Nashville's closer than us. But we have to keep our eye on her because she's looking to do over the broadcast radio industry. They want to pass a bill. She's working with a Democrat that the radio stations have to pay fees for streaming and all more stuff to strangle local radio station owners like you.
Well,
I don't trust.
And we're keeping an eye on that. That's kind of inside baseball, but it is going to impact the radio industry. Just like Ted Cruz siding with the Democrats on this this journalism legislation that came through a couple of days ago, that has everybody nutted up. But I think your broader point is that we've got to pay attention to these folks, because even the most conservative up there are going to compromise on some of these big issues.
That was my point. Yeah, that was exactly my point. And the same thing with the governor here in Tennessee. But, hey, Todd, thank you so much for your time.
Mike, we're excited. Well, we're excited about the great work you're doing with the great radio stations and the reach in southeast Tennessee. Of course, Cleveland, home to Lee University, a lot of great folks out there in that neck of the woods. And we'd love to hear from a lot of your great new listeners out there.
All right. Thank you, Todd. And we're expanding. We'll keep you posted.
Love it. Love it. All right. Mike from Nuga Radio and doing a terrific job. He owns the radio stations out there in that part of Tennessee. And we would love to hear from you if you're out in the Cleveland area, brand new listeners. And we have a rule here. If you give us a call, you're calling in from Cleveland or any of those communities in East Tennessee, we're going to hook you up with a great Welcome to the Neighborhood prize package, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Eads, Tennessee. Mike, listening to us on KWAM and right out of Memphis, our flagship station. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Todd. Good to talk to you today. Yeah, I'd just like to point out that I think who's the person that's even more responsible for the death of that 18-year-old kid that was run over by that idiot is Merrick Garland with the Justice Department and the FBI. He's always preaching that the greatest threat to our country is right-wingers in the U.S., and Biden, I don't even think Biden knows what he's saying, but Merrick Garland definitely does. And what I don't understand is why the Republicans won't push back on him when he says that junk and do something about it. They better get rid of him and all those people and reform the FBI when they get into after the next election.
You know, Mike, I think it's not in the Republican DNA to actually fight back. I mean, I think you've certainly seen that here locally in the Memphis, Tennessee area.
The
Republican candidates, by and large, refuse to go on the attack and call out these Democrats for what I consider to be un-American activity.
I agree. And if they don't start fighting back, there's going to be more Republicans killed by idiots like that.
No doubt about it, Mike. And that is the concern I have. The Republicans are not going out there and mowing down people with their cars. That's not what we do. That's not who we are. But there's plenty of evidence that Maxine Waters and her goon squad, many others, have been calling for violence against conservatives. They've been blasting us as right wingers. And one of the things that really concerns me, I'm a big fan of TV shows like Blue Bloods, for example. But I was a big fan of this new show coming from Dick Wolf, the Law and Order guy, about the FBI. So the first season of shows opened up this past week, and Mike, appreciate the call, by the way. The first series of shows opened up, and they were all about how evil gun owners are and how gun owners are the ones that are out there going around shooting and killing people. You just can't make this stuff up, because in the world of Hollywood, there is no such thing as Islamic extremism or terrorism. It's all conservative, religious, white guys that are out there causing all the harm. And it is story after story after story, which is why nobody watches TV anymore. I'm just telling you. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Now, Susie, I understand you want to weigh in on something that Stacey Abrams said out on the campaign trail a few days ago.
Right. And first of all, Todd, I want to say I miss you when you're traveling.
Well, you're kind to say that. And I miss you guys, which is why I try not to travel too terribly much.
Yes, but I miss you when you're up there in air. And I'm thankful you get back safely.
Thank you, Susie. I want to play this audio before we get your comment, because we actually have this audio of what Stacey Abrams said. So let's play this, and then we'll talk with Susie.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
There you go. So Stacey Abrams, running for governor, says there's no such thing as a heartbeat at six weeks.
Right. I don't believe she has a medical degree, and I don't believe she's an obstetrician. And I have four adult children, and I know they had a heartbeat at 6 weeks old. And this is just crazy, Todd, beyond the fact that she said Georgia is the worst state in the nation to live in. And I hope Brian Kemp puts that out there and just runs it and runs it and runs it on TV.
I'm with you, Susie. And I hear that the polling is looking incredibly good for Brian Kemp in that race right now.
That's what I'm seeing, too. And I'd like to just say this, too, about Kushner and Ivanka. From the get-go, Todd, I never trusted those two. And I just gut feeling, I just thought something they were just out there to destroy our president.
I'm with you. And again, Donald Trump, you know, he's loyal. He's a family man. He wanted the family around him. But I just, they had another political agenda. That's all there was to it. They had another political agenda, and it was not his. If I'd have been Trump, right, I would have surrounded myself with rock solid conservatives. And I think we would have had a different outcome on some of the other big issues of that particular administration. I really do.
Right. Well, you just have a great weekend up in Memphis, and you just be careful out there filling up that Cadillac.
All right. I sure will, Susie. Thanks for the call. Grace, I guess Susie knows that we've got a pretty big crime problem here.
Yeah, you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Somebody told me that they were actually, it was Nightline, ABC Nightline. They dedicated a big chunk of the show to the crime problem right here in Memphis.
Ugh, not the kind of thing I want us to be spotlit for.
Oh, it's terrible. People ask I'm in California. I was at the beautiful, by the way, Delta. Just opened up their beautiful Sky Lounge at LAX.
Schnazzy.
Has an outdoor deck, the whole nine yards. And somebody said, where are you from? I'm from Memphis. Oh, my goodness.
You're alive?
Why do you want to go there? It's
the horror.
It's terrible. So, but by the way, speaking of horrors, we've got to share with folks an update. And this is primarily, you know what? We're going to invite the entire listening audience to do this because we need to send a message to the Pink Palace. So the Pink Palace, Grace Baker, is sort of our, you know, natural science and history museum, right?
Yes.
They renamed it MOSH, M-O-S-H.
Yes, the Memphis something.
No, the Museum of Science and History.
Sorry.
But we're calling it the Museum of Sex and Hijinks.
There you go.
Because it's basically a museum celebrating and promoting the LGBT peoples.
Yes.
Specifically, by the way, the transgender and drag queen community.
Yep.
And so they're hosting tonight a family friendly drag show. And my understanding is people are not even allowed to bring any recording devices or anything like that inside. So
very suspicious.
So anybody who's able to sneak one in, we want to see that video, that footage. It does make you wonder, though, Grace Baker, if in fact this is a family-friendly event, why are they not allowing photographs or videos?
Exactly. That's a great point.
Maybe they don't want to see images of children slipping dollar bills into the thongs of men dressed as women.
Perhaps
throwing that out there as a possibility. I don't know. But, folks, there's been a lot of outrage, and I want to give you a telephone number. And, by the way, Grace, we have this information on the live show blog?
Yes, we do.
All right, good. So if you can't write this down, you can go to our website, the live show blog, and we want you to email, and we want you to call the Pink Palace and give them a piece of your mind. These are people that are using our tax dollars to support drag queens. And the way I see it, it's America, live your life how you want to live your life.
I don't care.
If you want to have a drag show, there's a club for that somewhere in Memphis or wherever you live. There's no reason why we need to be having that stuff in a taxpayer-supported museum.
Also, at least 21 and up, please.
And that's the other part of this. If you want to go to a strip club, go to a strip club. That's between you and the Lord, all right? But you don't bring an underage kid to a strip club.
No.
And if you did, you would be thrown out of the club. So
exactly.
Why would you do that? Why would you bring a kid to a drag show? That's, you know, again, moms, dads, that's on you. But my issue is this. If you're 18 and over, you live your life however you want to live your life. But bringing the kids into it, come on. So here's the number. I want you to call the Pink Palace and then give us a call back and tell, I want you to tell us what they told, what they had to say. 901-636-2362. That's 901-636-2362. And the email address, info@moshmemphis.com. info@moshmemphis.com. You can drop them an email. You can give them a call. And I don't mind if you want to say, Todd Starnes said, we got to call up here. What's wrong with you people? And maybe, just maybe, they'll cancel this thing for tonight. I don't know. But it, again, a taxpayer-funded museum, and we're supporting this kind of a thing? I don't know about that, ladies and gentlemen. But it's a pretty interesting time in America now where you've got these where you've got these drag shows. I was listening to Wake Up Memphis, the morning show, Tim Van Horn, and he was all over this story. People are really upset. I think the rank and file, the average taxpayers, the average moms and dads, you know, they want to send their kids to the museum thinking they're going to be learning about science and history, and instead they're getting LGBT lessons. And again, is that the point of the Museum of Science and History? All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Coming up a little bit later, we've got Congressman David Kostoff, who is going to be here. Congressman Scott Perry weighing in on the big contract, this commitment for America. Also, our good friend Monica Crowley is going to be here as well. May I tell you about MyPillow? They're having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Folks, you have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company, and Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. Now, the Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are now available in all sorts of sizes and colors, and you're going to be able to get them, get this, $29.98 with my listener promo code. That would be Starnes, my last name. These sheets, absolutely wonderful. I have a set of both. Love them, cool and crisp. And get this, they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com/Starnes, MyPillow.com/Starnes, and be sure to use that promo code Starnes. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us, everybody. By the way, this Air Force Academy story, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. The Air Force cadets, and they're now going through diversity training. Keep in mind, the most dangerous evil facing America is not Russia or China or Iran. It's actually misgendering someone or using the wrong pronouns. And so now the Air Force Academy is telling the cadets to stop using words like mom and dad or boyfriend and girlfriend, and you have to use something more inclusive. But there's a little more to it, and we're getting some more information about this. Now the Air Force is telling the Air Force Academy, teaching the cadets not to use words like terrorist. This is all part of a presentation called Diversity and Inclusion, What It Is, Why We Care, and What We Can Do. Well, I don't care. What if I don't care about diversity? So anyway, one of the things that the cadets are being told is that they're not supposed to be using words like terrorism anymore. Why is that? I know that the terrorists are, maybe they're sensitive and you don't want to hurt their feelings when they, I don't know, when they fly jetliners into buildings or blow themselves up at, you know, concerts. I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to be sensitive. The guide also urges cadets to include all genders in their interactions. So you're supposed to use terms like y'all, everyone, folks, and you guys. You are also to avoid some words at all costs, including the T word. They're calling it the T word. That stands for terrorist. So you're not allowed to say that. And you can't say colorblind. You're not allowed to do that either. But here's what gets me. Another part of the exercise, they were actually urging the cadets to name animals that began with the letter G. I'm not sure why. Why is that? Why is that important? And I'm trying to think of the letters. What are some of the animals, Grace Baker, that would begin with G?
A goat is the first one that comes to
mind. I'm thinking giraffe.
Yeah, that's giraffe. Gorilla.
Gorilla. Yeah, that's good. Oh. Gerbil.
Oh, guinea pig.
Why am I not surprised? We are talking about the... Okay. I better just leave that there. We got to take a break here, people. This is the Todd Stern Show. Yeah.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
We'll put it out to the entire country. This is what we'll do. But on that very first day that we're sworn in, you'll see that it all changes. Because on our very first bill, we're going to repeal 87,000 IRS agents.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in Washington County, Pennsylvania, earlier today, and the Republicans announcing this modern-day contract with America. They're calling it the Commitment to America, and it's pretty good. I like what I'm hearing. Here is Congressman Guy Reschenthaler talking about how many police officers they want to put on the streets.
In Pittsburgh, you have roughly a 1 in 135 chance of getting killed downtown. This is a mess. But we got to look at what got us here. And I can tell you, it's defunding the police. And it's amazing that in 2020, that whole summer, and then in 2021, we were told that we needed to defund the police, that police were the problem. So the Democrats did that. They defunded the police. You look at New York City. They cut $1 billion, not a million, a billion with a B, $1 billion from their police budget. Crime rates soared. L.A. cut money. Seattle, Portland, all these municipalities, all these cities cut their police budget, reduced the amount of police on the street, and crime rate went up as the funds went down. So one thing we have to do, and what's in the Commitment to America, is we want to make sure that we fund police, that we add 200,000 police officers to the streets to make sure that crime is coming down.
All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now from the 10th Congressional District there in Pennsylvania. Our good friend, Chairman of the House Reading Caucus, Scott Perry, a congressman, good to have you back with us.
Well, it's great to be with you, Todd. Thank you so much.
How important was it, and what sort of message was being sent by the Republicans to do this from Washington County, Pennsylvania?
Well, I think the important thing is that people realize that the Republican Party is not in charge of anything in Washington, D.C. The Democrats, the leftist, left-wing Democrats, the radical Democrats have control of the White House, the Senate, and the House. And so we thought, I'm sure the leader thought, well, if we do it from somewhere in Washington, D.C., people are going to have the perception that, you know, we should be doing this now. Why aren't we doing it already? We're unable to do almost anything. I mean, Speaker Pelosi has the place locked down. We lost a rule vote yesterday by one vote. It'd have been nice if Liz Cheney could have showed up to vote. When they have the majority, this is what you get. You get a country that's being destroyed by rampant crime, wide open borders, and an economy almost in shambles as people struggle to make ends meet. And I think the leader, rightfully so, wanted to get out of Washington, D.C. and say, look, if you're sick of all that I just mentioned and you want to make a change, then take a look at folks here. This is our plan, and let's do this together. But you're gonna have to vote Republican here coming up in about 45 days.
And I understand, you know, Congressman, I understand that you're right. The Republicans are not in control. The Republicans were in control during Trump's first 2 years in office, and not much got done. So I can understand why some people may be wary, but I've got to encourage everybody to vote Republican. We are at a point of no return, and we have got to stop the Biden agenda from moving forward, which is why it's imperative to get out and vote on Election Day.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Look, sometimes there are imperfect choices, right? And I get that. But you know, when you really come down to it, you look at the choices that are in front of us. I mean, in Pennsylvania, we have a guy that's running for governor that's really never done anything. Never, he's an attorney who is attorney general. I don't think he's ever pled a case in front of a jury or in a courtroom. You know, and what he has done is presided over the biggest crime wave in Pennsylvania's history. So that's, you know, that's not something there. And of course, on the Senate side, you know, we got a guy running for the United States Senate who I don't think has ever had a job. And the one part-time job he did have, he didn't show up to, and he was an abject failure at. Crime actually went down after he left being the mayor of this little town called Braddock. This guy's running for the United States Senate. So again, you know, sometimes you don't get exactly what you want in a candidate, but it's pretty clear that you know, certainly in Pennsylvania, and I imagine a lot across the country, it's the same circumstance, that the Democrat Party is a Democrat Party in name only, Todd, and I've told you that before. They just keep that because people are comfortable with it. But they have gone way radical left, and if you don't want to see the wholesale destruction of your country at warp speed, you simply have to vote against these people, and the way to do that is to vote Republican.
Congressman, how hopeful are you? I mean, looking at the polling data out there, and of course we don't put a lot of stock in polls, but it looks as though things are starting to break for the Republicans here, and that's a pretty good thing.
That is a good thing. Look, you know, we've had our ups and downs. You always do. But the important thing is when you're having the ups and downs, Todd. You've been around this enterprise for a long time. You know that momentum is important and the time of peaking is important. And so while the Democrats were, you know, raising all kinds of cane, and, of course, the mainstream media was saying, look, the Republicans are faltering here. You know, look, if there's a little bit of a stumble and people are coming back from vacation and getting into school and not thinking about elections in September, so be it. When we need them thinking about elections and their life and their grocery bill, their electricity bill, their gas bill, and their safer streets or the lack thereof, is October and November when voting starts and voting happens, and that's what you're seeing.
How concerned are you, Congressman, about the rhetoric coming from the White House? There was the 18-year-old kid who got killed because of his political beliefs. He's a Republican kid. The alleged killer used the same language that's been coming out of Biden's mouth, and yet Biden is doubling down, did so again last night.
Yeah, it is astounding to me. It is absolutely astounding. And you can imagine if the recently former president, used any kind of language at all like that. He never used that kind of language, but was accused of it every single day. Meanwhile, you know, you got President Biden in Philadelphia, what, about a month or a few weeks ago, you know, bathed in red light like he's Commander Hux on The Force Awakens from Star Wars, telling everybody that we're all going to bow to the First Order. And, of course, the media, not only do they have zero criticism of that, they actually applaud it. I mean, running a man down in the street for his political viewpoints, and the president is mum on it, the media is mum on it. Meanwhile, they, you know, if you watch the hearing, I think yesterday or the day before in the Judiciary Committee, this Mundaire Jones guy, socialist communist from New York City, is saying that this officer was bludgeoned to death on January 6th, and Dan Bishop, my good friend from North Carolina, had to ask him, what are you talking about? That never happened. That never even happened. These folks, Todd, as you know, they just make up this history. They repeat it over and over again. The media follows suit. People believe these things that are completely untrue, and then they make decisions based on them that are it's completely faulty information.
You know,
and then they blame us for misinformation.
No, you're right, Congressman. And we actually had that audio, and it's a bit long, but I want people to listen to this because it illustrates your point to the mark.
I mean, I wasn't listening. We were conversing a bit. But did I hear, and I think, did you say that a police officer was bludgeoned to death by the crowd at the January 6th riots?
I said a police officer was bludgeoned to death. I did not say at the hands of whom, Mr. Bishop.
Who are you referring to, if you don't mind saying?
And get that information for you in a few minutes.
Well, I just want to make sure because
are you denying that Capitol Police, that at least one Capitol Police officer was murdered in the midst of what happened on January 6th?
Yeah, I think I am denying. I mean, here's what I understood, that there were reports early on that Sicknick was struck with a fire extinguisher, and that subsequently was debunked as false. He died of natural causes that were not connected to the event. Are we talking about the same person, Sicknick, or are we talking about somebody else? Seriously, I mean,
it's a genuine question. Because the medical examiner, the U.S. Capitol Police put out a report agreeing with the medical examiner finding the USCP officer, Brian Sicknick, died of natural causes.
Mr. Bishop, well, just an initial thought, and I know that Mr. Roy, you two are an attorney. Mr. Bishop speaks often about how brilliant of an attorney he is. You know, we're talking about but-for causation of Officer Sicknick's death. And so I would hope that you would at least concede, at a minimum, that Mr. Sicknick died as a result of what happened on January 6th. And I'm disappointed if you would suggest otherwise, sir.
Well, I don't think that's correct either, but just, was he bludgeoned to death? Is that, because I think Ms. Demings was even looking at, we were sotto voce between me and her saying he was. I'm sincere as I can be. My understanding is that was debunked, and Mr. Roy just read the medical examiner's information. Do you guys contend that he was bludgeoned to death?
I contend that 138 Capitol and D.C. police officers were injured and that multiple Capitol police officers died as a direct result of what happened on January 6th. And I hope that you...
It's your time. You don't have to answer.
I hope you can see how one would question the sincerity of such a minute point in the midst of the gravity of everything else.
The gentleman yield.
Okay, the Congressman Scott Perry joining us, and Congressman, it is not a minute point. It is truth versus fiction.
Yeah, think about it, Todd. Now, just to be clear, that's Dan Bishop, Representative Dan Bishop, and Chip Roy chiming in. They're both Freedom Caucus members. I'll have you know also that Mundaire Jones, the Democrat who was making the claim, said, but for causation. So what he's saying, Todd, if someone died anywhere on the globe on January 6th, it had to do with January 6th because January 6th happened and somebody died. So but for causation. Well, causation is important. Unfortunately, Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes in or about the same time. I think he died January 7th or January 8th, but it had absolutely nothing to do. It's sad to be sure. It is tragic to be sure. He's a young man, died before he should have, absolutely, but had absolutely nothing to do with the events of January 6th. And, of course, these folks, well, you know this, Todd, I mean, on that day and the days after it, immediately after it, every single media outlet went out and told the American people over and over and over again that this officer was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. And, of course, we were all shocked and appalled and so offended at the possibility that one of our citizens would do that to somebody. Any citizen would do that to somebody. Completely fabricated. But yet, we're a year and a half, almost going on 2 years later, and they just keep on promulgating the lie. And there are a certain amount of American people that just, you know, if Dan Bishop wouldn't have said anything, they're prone to believe this.
They would believe it. They would believe
it. This is a sitting member of Congress fomenting this violence against his political rivals without one bit of, there's no compunction whatsoever, and the mainstream media just goes right along lockstep with it. That's one of the reasons we have the problems we have in this country.
You're right. And Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We really appreciate the great work you're doing, the House Freedom Caucus is doing, and I'm pretty excited about the midterms. We just got to get everybody out to vote.
You got it, Todd. Thank you very much for the opportunity. God bless you and your audience.
All right, Congressman Scott Perry out of Pennsylvania, the District 10 there, also chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. By the way, one final note on this, it's the same thing applies, the way these Democrats are treating J6. It's the same way Fauci and his crew over at the CDC are treating China virus deaths. So if you get hit by a bus and you test positive for the China virus, well, all of a sudden you got killed because of the China virus. That the same mentality. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. The commitment to America, do you think this is going to be enough for the Republicans to take over both the Senate and the House? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, this story out of FoxNews.com. And this is a terrible story. So there's a Hispanic farmer, Hispanic American. The family's been in America for several generations, and they've got a big farm along the or a ranch along the U.S.-Mexican border. So this guy has been posting TikTok videos showing people what's actually happening on his property. So this is a guy on the American side of the border, and he said the family has owned their property for well over 100 years, and he said every day illegals are crossing onto his property, and it's causing all sorts of problems. Just the other day, he said illegals, they bull rushed his property and broke into his grandparents' home. So the grandparents are in their 90s, and he said, you know, the illegals have been just literally terrorizing the family, and nobody does anything about it. Now, the farmer says that, and I want to read the quote here, these guys just bull rushed our houses, trying to open doors, trying to get in. And he's blaming both sides. He says, first of all, the Biden administration has opened the border, and he said that, and he's got a problem with Governor Greg Abbott sending these illegals to New York and Chicago. And here's how he framed the argument. He said it like this. So you've got Biden saying America is open, come on over. And then you have Abbott saying, when you do come over, we're going to give you a free bus ride to Chicago and New York, wherever you want to go. And he said that actually entices even more people to cross the border. So the farmer has been working on the ranch for 40 years, grandfather 95 years old, and they say they've never seen anything like this. He said one Sunday, I want you to think about this, Sunday at your house, what are you doing? Well, after you get home from church, you eat a good meal, you got the pot roast, you got the potatoes, you got the pecan pie, you're sitting in the lazy boy, maybe you got to unbuckle the belt to let the food settle, and you're watching football, right? So imagine just sitting in your den, you're in the lazy boy, you're watching football, and all of a sudden the door just blows open, and you've got three illegals running through your house into the kitchen. This guy says that actually happened. May I just say, and I'm sure this is a very good and decent human being here, but if you got illegals and they're coming into your house and they're terrorizing your family, there's a reason why God and the United States Constitution gave us the Second Amendment. And I would encourage all of you folks who live on the border to engage in your Second Amendment rights, protect your property. But more importantly, why aren't we protecting our fellow Americans? Could you imagine having to live like that every single day of your life, living in fear that some illegal is going to come into your house and do something to your family? That some illegal is going to come just tearing through the living room into the kitchen, grab the pot roast, and then head out the back door? Nobody needs to live like that. This is America. I'm telling you, folks, one arm, one hand, the cast iron skillet, the other, a Smith & Wesson. That ought to solve the problem. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back, America. right, folks. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, you people in Memphis listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. So here's the information for the Pink Palace. And all we want you to do is give them a call. They won't talk to us. And we're very nice and friendly. I don't know why they won't talk to us. But we want to find out what is it that makes their drag show tonight family friendly. Give them a call, 901-636-2362. That's 901-636-2362. And just say, hey, look, you know, Todd Starnes wants to know what is it about your drag show that makes it family friendly? And then when you get through, give us a call back and let us know what they say. So again, the big news coming out of Washington County, Pennsylvania today is this commitment to America that the Republican Party is making. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us my congressman, and he's, by the way, a great congressman, Congressman David Kustoff. Good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It's a pretty active news day and a pretty active news week. Some for the right reasons, some for the wrong reasons.
Well, I love this story coming out of Pennsylvania today, and we heard some of the audio a little while ago from Kevin McCarthy. How do you feel about this commitment, and what do you think it's going to do? For example, I'm a big fan of the police component based on what's happening in Memphis these days.
Well, yesterday, Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader, previewed this commitment to America for the other Republican congressmen. And you may know that Newt Gingrich was in the briefing, and so was Kellyanne Conway. And so it was a really deep dive on the four pillars that I know that you've been talking about: an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, a government that's accountable. And I listened very carefully to everything, but both Newt Gingrich and Kellyanne Conway, both who are brilliant and thoughtful conservatives. But when Newt talked about what went into the contract with America in 1994, which I think a lot of people listening will agree really set the stage for Republicans taking back the House for the first time in 40 years. When Newt said that the commitment to America is so much more thorough, and I'm paraphrasing what he said, but and better thought out than the contract with America, that really said something. And you dial it back, Todd. When I'm in West Tennessee and I'm speaking to whatever groups I'm speaking to, and I'm talking about all the problems, I'm talking about the high cost of living, the high crime that you just talked about, the border. And we're all really good about talking about the problems. We get to talk about solutions because, under one-party rule in Washington, Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, it means that they set the agenda. We fight back, and we fight back hard, but they're driving. This is really our driving vehicle. And so when we can talk about these four pillars, including that safety component, and be able to offer real solutions compared to what Democrats, which are offering, which is more the same, we win.
No, we do win. And Congressman, we just had Scott Perry on in the last segment. He seems to be very encouraged by the polling numbers. And you know how this goes with a political cycle. It's good when the polls are breaking in your favor in the weeks leading up to the election. And that certainly appears to be the case. What is it, though, that Republicans need to be doing, aside from this commitment to America? What do we need to be doing to make sure that we win the midterms?
Yeah, well, so a number of things. One is, I'll say to people who are listening, and you heard Kevin McCarthy unveil the commitment to America today. The other thing that I would tell people on the Republican side, we have some really good, I mean, really good candidates running for the House of Representatives all around the country, and good, strong conservatives, people who have accomplished really incredible things in their lives, and I look at some of the people, not only who are first time candidates running, maybe either for open seats or challenge candidates, but somebody like Maya Flores, for example, who just was elected, as you know, in a special election a few months ago, doesn't fit what some people would think is the typical profile of a Republican candidate or even a Republican. She, you know, was born in Mexico, elected from a deep Texas district that had never elected a Republican before, but her constituents agree with her, agree with Republican ideals that she talks about just like I do, and that's happening all across the country. So going back to what you just asked, you know, we've got now less than 47 days left until the November election. We all know that in wherever you live across the country, most states have some type of early voting. And the main thing is, you cannot leave anything on the table. We cannot assume that our voters are going to go vote, which means we've got to do the blocking and the tackling, which frankly I think we saw at the local level, Todd, in Memphis, that we haven't done so well in a while. We have to physically get people to go mark their ballot, go and vote, and make sure that nothing's left on the table. So my main message is, yeah, we've got some, this is a tough time for the nation. We're offering up some really good ideas so that we can govern on day one in January of 2023 with really good candidates. But it doesn't do any good if people sit at home and they don't go vote.
That is a fair statement right there, and elections have consequences, and we certainly saw that in Memphis with the George Soros styled district attorney who is now in office. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman David Kostoff from Tennessee's 8th congressional district. Congressman, I'd love for you to weigh in on this very disturbing story out of Vanderbilt. It's really the talk of the nation. Governor Bill Lee calling for an investigation into the allegations that the hospital is doing these transgender surgeries on minors. What can you tell us?
Well, a number of things. I think, like a lot of people, and you know, you've covered things for a long time. I've had a number of different lives as a lawyer and a federal prosecutor. Now, as a congressman, I don't get shocked very often. I really don't. When I saw this story that Matt Walsh broke, and then some of the audio that came out of Vanderbilt, I really was shocked. It's incredible to think that this is being done. These gender bender techniques to young adolescents, and so. Number one, I'm glad that the governor of Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee, made the statement that he made about the investigation. Jonathan Scarametti, who is now the Tennessee State Attorney General, has made affirmations about what he wants to try to do. And I will say, at the federal level, and this was introduced, I don't know, a few weeks or so before this announcement from Vanderbilt was made. There is a federal bill that was introduced just recently that's pending, and the title of it is the Protect Children's Innocence Act. The Protect Children's Innocence Act, and it would prohibit taxpayer funded general affirming care. In other words, no federal money goes to do these type of procedures. It would stop colleges and places of higher education from providing instruction on gender-affirming care. And then maybe the real important provision is that it would be a Class C felony for any physician, anybody in medical care to perform these type of operations on a minor, 10 to 25 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. So at the federal level, we're paying attention to it. At the state level in Tennessee, it looks like Governor Lee and Attorney General Scarametti are paying attention to it. And obviously, a lot of things have happened very quickly.
Well, Congressman, we appreciate you weighing in on both those big stories. Like you said, a lot of big news dropping today. And, of course, watching the stock markets take another tumble, it's going to be a rough day for a lot of people. But again, elections have consequences, and we've got an opportunity to stop the Biden agenda in its tracks on Election Day.
You're exactly right, Todd. And, you know, the headline right now on the Wall Street Journal is Dow Industrials hit 2022 low on growth fears. This is hitting real people right in their pocketbooks. It's expensive to live today, and with Democrats controlling the White House and the Senate and the United States House of Representatives, this is all self-inflicted. And I'm really looking forward. We got to work hard. I'm looking forward to after November, so that we can start putting in place our plans to governing and setting the country on the right path.
All right. And full disclosure, I endorsed you a long time ago, so I'm proud that you're my congressman, and we need more folks like you up on Capitol Hill.
Thank you, Todd, very much. I'm very proud that your media studios emanate right there from the heart of the 8th Congressional District of Tennessee. I'm glad to have you right where you are.
You're kind to say that, Congressman. We're going to let you go. Have a great weekend, and go Big Orange, as they say in these parts. So, and, of course, University of Memphis Tigers, Grace Baker. So we'll do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tom.
All right, Congressman, take care now. Grace, I saw that look. That was an evil eye.
Now, listen, let me tell you, Todd, I'm going to be on the road some tomorrow, and we're traveling with some friends, and one of them is a big Tennessee fan. And I told her, I said, okay, I think we do have to stop somewhere to eat lunch, like a late lunch, and watch the Tennessee-Florida game, because I've heard it's sold out.
It's huge.
It's going to be huge. A huge event.
They've actually opened up a section on campus where they're going to broadcast the game. People won't be able to get inside the stadium. So they're going to be thousands of people.
And I've heard rumors they're going to Checker Neyland Stadium, maybe? Which is kind of bad luck, isn't it? Don't you lose like every time you do that? So I was like, maybe don't do that.
You never know. We're due for a big win.
I think my prediction is y'all will win.
It's going to be a great game. Yes. Do not bother me tomorrow.
Okay.
At all. So I will. It's going to be all football all the time.
Fair enough.
Grace, we're going to play this audio. This is so disturbing. This is so absolutely disturbing. President Biden, just a few minutes ago, and by the way, we have the video on our website, but I want you to hear the President of the United States.
You gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
Hello. Wait, she was 12.
Oh, no.
Hold on. She was 12 and I was 30.
Oh.
Do we need to call law enforcement?
I'm a little scared.
Do we need to call CSI?
Maybe.
Oh, my word.
What do you even say to hearing that?
It's so creepy. That's the point. I don't know. Did he just confess to a crime? I don't know. But everything, when it comes to this, you know, I still go back to the corn pop, sitting poolside, letting the children fondle his leg hairs.
Hairy legs.
The hairy legs. That always gets me. Anything else coming out of this Biden speech?
Oh, yeah, there's just some more, you know, it's one of those times that he just can't even get his words out.
Well, the truth is, there's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bonds that are collapsing than actually voted for it. I love going by and they're, you know, and this is a great thing. I voted against it, but this is a great thing.
What?
What was, we've had multiple times of him, just it was just gibberish.
I don't understand what he's talking
about. I don't understand. I don't think he understands what he's talking about, Todd.
Can we play it one more time?
Truth is, there's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bonds that are collapsing than actually voted for it. I love going by and they're, you know, and this is a great thing. I voted against it, but this is a great thing.
Against what?
Now the sniffing of the hair makes sense, right?
Yeah,
right. The photos, you know what I'm talking about? I think there's some sort of there's this inward thing when you're a child and you know, somebody like that comes and creeps up on you like Biden does. The kids get it.
We should have known something was up when we started talking about hairy legs.
It's true.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got a lot of, I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
I'm sure you did, Mr. President. I am sure you did. Can someone call Child and Family Services? We'll be right back. Oh, by the way, Grace Baker, you know when I was doing the big event out in California at West Coast Baptist College, the leadership conference, got to meet so many of our great listeners. We met some folks from Salem, Oregon, listened to us on KYKN. They came over to say hello. A lot of Memphis folks there. WPMO, our great station down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Man, people from all over.
It was pretty awesome. Bartlesville, Oklahoma. It was literally just dozens of our affiliates.
Wow.
Had people there at that event. I know you're going to be out and about this weekend.
Yes, I am.
Well, if you're going to be in Portland, Oregon, I know you like the art scene.
I do. I like going to museums.
So there, is a big event in Portland, Oregon. It's sponsored by the Portland Institute for Contemporary Art. I'm not a big fan of it. It looks like somebody just threw up, you know, on a.
Yeah, I like the classical paintings a lot more.
Landscapes. That's more my ride.
Yes, agreed.
Anyway, the art event. If you are black, you get in free of charge. Okay. If you are white, you have to, or Asian American, you have to pay
$80.
$80 per person.
What? But if you're black, you don't even get a discount. It's just free.
If you're black, you get in free. And a part of the event is I'm just going to read this. They also have food. It's kind of like a foodie, kind of an art thing. They're going to have black artists creating a multi-course vegan gluten-free meal.
Oh, that sounds awful. What are you going to eat? There's no food groups left.
No, it's terrible. You're going to be eating grass, lawn clippings.
Are they vegan, though?
Could be. I don't know.
Depends.
So here's the crazy part about that. The thing sold out. Oh, they've already had it. It's already sold, so you can't go.
Well, I didn't want to pay $80.
Because you are kind of white.
Just a bit.
Yeah, you are. So, it's a black-themed event, so black guests could attend for free, but everybody else had to pay. But the blacks had to register using a promo code, like we do with Mike Lindell. But there's this black movement. That's the promo code.
So hold up. What if you do it online and you're not black and you use the promo code and then you get there? Are they checking people?
That is a quandary because you could self-identify. You could self-identify. But they lost me at gluten. That's where they lost me. All right. Hey, stick around. Monica Crowley coming up. Our good buddy Brent Taylor from Tennessee. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right, we have some good news, I think, regarding this family-friendly drag show tonight. Now, you people in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, listen up. According to the Pink Palace, which is our local museum of science and history, they are hosting a massive drag queen dance party tonight. They're inviting the children to frolic with the drag queens. I don't know if they're going to be sticking the dollar bills in the thongs. I do not know that. But the Pink Palace does tell us that the drag queens will be wearing clothes, so that makes it family friendly. Nevertheless, we would like for you to call the Pink Palace and voice your opinion about whether or not they should be hosting a drag show for kids. 901-636-2362. That's the telephone number. And the email, if you want to drop him an email, info@moshmemphis.com. And we've got that information on our live show blog over at toddstearns.com. Give them a call and then call us back, and we want to know what they have to say. All right, I want to go right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us the podcast goddess of America. I mean, she is one of the top podcasts in the country, the Monica Crowley podcast, Monica Crowley. Monica, how's it going today?
Hey, Todd. That is very nice of you to say. Thank you very much. I'm so excited to be joining you today. And my podcast is a true labor of love for America. So I hope everybody will check it out.
Absolutely. And we have direct links to your podcast on our live show blog. But Monica, I need to interrupt for just a moment because we have some breaking news to share. Ladies and gentlemen, Monica Crowley just celebrating a birthday. Monica, I wish you were here in studio because we have Gibson's Bacon Maple Donuts downstairs, but we will eat one in your honor.
Oh, please do. I really wish I were in studio. Donuts are my favorite, and that sounds absolutely delicious. My birthday was a couple of days ago, but you're so sweet to remember. Todd, thank you so much.
Well, you're very kind. Of course, Grace Baker comes running in. Todd, it was Monica's birthday a few days ago. We've got to do something. We got to celebrate. So I'm like, okay, we'll celebrate. So, well, Monica, you're one of our favorites, and we really appreciate your take on the big issues of the day. Before we talk about this commitment to America, we were discussing this with Congressman Scott Perry early on, this crazy story out of North Dakota where the teenage kid was killed allegedly because he was considered to be a Republican extremist. And Monica, there has been zero national news coverage outside of Fox and Newsmax.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. You know, do the reverse test, right? If the shoe were on the other foot, and this had been an act of political violence by someone wearing a MAGA hat or an avowed, you know, Trump supporter or avowed Republican or conservative who literally mowed down a Democrat simply because they were on the other side of the political aisle, Todd, we would be inundated with stories. We would be awash. You would not be able to turn away. It would be like George Floyd level coverage, wall to wall from every aspect of the propaganda press. But because it was a left-wing activist allegedly mowing down this 18-year-old kid simply because of his politics that happened to be conservative and America First, you don't get a word from the propaganda press. That is how deeply corrupt they are. And Todd, I've said this over and over again. You cannot have a healthy republic without an honest press that is interested in pursuing the truth and reporting the facts as they find them. We haven't had that for a very long time, but now we actually have worse because what we've got is not just a press that is marginally corrupt, but we've got a press in this country that is actively working for the other side. And so, and they're working hand in glove with big tech on top of it. So they control the flow of information to every American and frankly the world. And so you only get one side of the story, which warps people's perceptions. This is extremely dangerous for the future of the country.
Well, it is. And when you look at some of the rhetoric being used, Hillary Clinton, it wasn't the deplorable part. It was the irredeemable. That means we're beyond redemption, this dehumanizing of their political opponents. And that in a way, that's almost a wink and a nod for these people to go out there and commit these heinous acts, which we saw on a regular basis during the first Trump presidential run and his subsequent race.
Yes, and you'll notice, Todd, that they're dehumanizing of their political opponents, meaning you and me and everybody listening today, started a long time ago, but you'll notice that it's really ramped up during the Biden years. So, yes, during Obama, we had him dismiss us as clinging to our guns and our Bibles. Remember that? And he just sort of, with the back of his hand, dismissed all of us. Then we had Mrs. Clinton describe us as deplorables and irredeemables. You are right. And now we've had Joe Biden, the president of the United States. Remember, The president is supposed to represent all Americans. We do not have that now. But he gave that Hitlerian speech a couple of weeks ago with the whole evil satanic backdrop where he basically called us enemies of the state. So that's taking that rhetoric and bringing it next level. The reason for that is that they are preparing to leverage the most fearsome agencies of the U.S. government, like the DOJ, FBI, IRS, against their political opponents. They are ready, willing, and able to leverage the full force of the government against us. That is fascism, my friend. That is totalitarianism. That it's neo-Marxism with fascist characteristics and tactics. That's what we're up against right now.
And then throw into the mix what just happened, and I'm going to play this audio. I know you posted a brilliant observation and analysis of the president's most recent comments. Kyle, let's play that.
You gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
Wow. Monica Crowley, your reaction.
Yes, I just tweeted this, Todd. I tweeted out that clip, and I wrote that as dementia progresses, the patients lose all touch with reality because they end up losing their filter, the filter that those of us who actually have functioning brains have between your brain and your mouth. We're on the air all the time, Todd, so that filter is working around the
yes,
clock.
Yes, it is.
But for dementia patients, they lose more and more of that filter, so they have a tendency to blurt out the truth. And with every offhand comment like this, you have to understand that Joe Biden is not entirely there. Dementia is a progressive disease. It gets worse every day, not better. So when he makes these offhand comments, there is truth to it. And I find it incredibly dark and creepy. And, you know, knowing what we now know about Ashley Biden's diary, there is something really dark and wicked in this family that is yet to be exposed.
Monica Crowley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, her podcast, one of the top in America. And with that kind of analysis, you know why, folks. And we've got a link to Monica's podcast over on the website. You know, earlier today, Kevin McCarthy came out. It's all about optics, and you and I know this. We've been in the business a long time. It was very interesting that Kevin McCarthy had Marjorie Taylor Greene front and to the side while he was delivering that address today. I was wondering what sort of a message he was trying to convey there.
Yes, that was a masterstroke, and good for him as well. He should put Marjorie Taylor Greene front and center. I do spend a good deal of time on my podcast today talking about the Republicans' new commitment to America, which echoes what Newt Gingrich and the GOP did back in 1994 when they took control of Congress. It was their promise to the American people, a whole set of policy items that they are now saying, like they did in 94, if you turn over one or both houses of Congress, God willing, to us, here is what we pledge to you that we will do. And it centers on inflation, which is sky high under Biden. I mean, the Biden presidency is a complete catastrophe, all on purpose, by the way. This is all by design. But the GOP is focused on sky high inflation and gas prices, a weakening economy. They're focused on the wide open border and all of the attendant problems that brings in. They are focused on crime, which of course is related to the border, our cities in collapse, parental education. They're focused on those major issues. In terms of parents, you know, having control of their child's education. So it is a blueprint for these Republican candidates to go back to their states and their districts armed with this, armed with the pledge to the people saying, look, if you put me in office, not only will we stop Joe Biden's legislative agenda, we will stop the hemorrhaging and we will work to advance these policies, pro-growth economic policies, anti-crime, anti-criminal policies, we will work to reverse all of the things that Biden and the Democrats are doing. It is a very powerful message. I am glad that they did it. I would like to see a bit more of a timetable and a greater sense of urgency in this, where, you know, they go to the American people and say, here's our blueprint. We're going to do this in the first 10 days of the new Congress. We're going to do this in the first month of the new Congress. give the American people a real sense of urgency with the mission once they enter office as of January 1st.
And again, Monica, I'm with you. And I love the part about the IRS agents saying that's the first thing on the agenda is to repeal that. I see a lot to be excited about. I'm glad Newt Gingrich and Kellyanne Conway were in the mix as they were talking about this. And we just had Congressman David Kostoff on, who happens to be my congressman here in Tennessee. And he said that he was in on the early stages of all of this and is very encouraged by the direction this is going. And this just in, Monica, not another birthday song, but I want to share this with you. Martha Zoller, who is a radio host in Georgia, WDUN, our affiliate, says that Marjorie Taylor Greene was on her show Wednesday, and she's apparently already been promised committee assignments when the Republicans take control, and she's very happy with those assignments. So, again, I think these are all positive things.
That is fantastic. And like we said, McCarthy had her front and center for the televised announcement of the commitment to America. That was very smart. MTG is a true warrior. She's totally fearless. And there are others in Congress like Lauren Boebert and Jim Jordan, so many others who are right there. But it sent a strong signal that this is not a GOP establishment document. This is a Republican America First populist document. And that warriors like MTG and the rest of them are going to fight to the very end in order to get this agenda through, or at the very least advance it and stop Joe Biden's destructive agenda.
Love it. We got to leave it there, Monica. Grace Baker says, Todd, we got to invite Monica to Memphis. So we're going to have to make that happen.
I would absolutely love to come. I was last in Memphis many years ago, but I absolutely love that city, so anytime.
All right, Monica Crowley. Folks, get the podcast. You can do that over at toddstearns.com or wherever you find your podcast. Monica, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. All the best.
All right. There. You know what, Grace? We should have asked Monica about her football allegiance.
You know, that is one thing I definitely don't know about her. I don't know what her
clearly she's
is.
A Tennessee Volunteer fan.
Oh.
As we should. Unfortunately, we have a lot of Florida Gators who listen to this program, and they're spamming my Facebook page. What is wrong with you?
Chomp, chomp.
Do not do that.
Chomp, chomp.
Oh, my goodness. Here's
the
problem.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, it's not. I don't know.
Chomp,
it's,
chomp.
Gators taste like chicken. That's all I know. That's all I know. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. You heard Monica. You heard Kevin McCarthy. Are you encouraged by this Republican commitment to America? Give us a call. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. This is sort of weird. I'm watching this video here. So some guy apparently ran onto the court at a Roger Federer tennis match and set his arm on fire. The guy was, according to some reports, I think we've got the video up on our website. According to some reports, Grace Baker, the guy was protesting private jets in the UK, which is why he set his arm on fire.
Well, that's going to leave a mark.
Well, yeah, but I think that's probably going to put a little hole in the ozone, too.
That's true.
You know,
that's a good point. Now, you can go check it out on the live show blog. It's a sight to behold.
Yeah, this tree hugger, not a very big fella, kind of wiry. But it still took a couple. They just hauled the guy off the court there.
This is like the people that like chain themselves to the NBA basketball goals in the name of climate
change. Oh, yeah.
Change.
Remember that girl during the NBA playoffs? They had the at the Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
They had some gal. And, you know, here in Memphis, they just don't put up with that nonsense.
No, they didn't. They hauled her booty off the court.
They jerked a knot in that gal.
They did.
Grace, I have a question for you. I know that you get a lot of guest requests, a lot of people wanting to come on the Todd Stearns radio program.
Yes.
And you are the gatekeeper.
I mean,
you ultimately decide who gets to come onto the show.
Yes.
Because you know what? You know, we don't want any kind of like gluten-free Yahoo or something.
Wackadoos.
Wackadoo. Thank you. So over at CNN, I'm curious because there's a story at CNN, and I'm curious to know if you do this.
Okay.
So at CNN, they have a multi-page form that they ask all of their guests and contributors to to go through and to write before they actually make it on air. And they ask all sorts of questions here. And I want to go through this. For example, question number 7 is simply titled Political Ideology, and it's a drop-down menu.
Wow.
And you have to select from various categories. What is your political ideology? Are you laissez-faire? Are you libertarian? Liberal? Are you a follower of Lenin? Like,
whoa,
Vladimir? Social conservatism? Populism? They even ask if you're a Nazi. So if you're into Nazis, I'm not sure we've had a Nazi on the program.
No, not to my knowledge.
They also ask questions about race and ethnicity. Do you ever do that?
No, never. Can't say I have. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what you look like.
I don't know what the process is that you go through.
It's more like what you want to talk about. Send me some more background information. You know, send me your social media handles, but I've never asked that sort of a thing.
So they also want to know about, do you have a disability, your sexual orientation?
Well, I definitely have not inquired about that one.
Your gender identity?
Yeah, because those are apparently two separate things.
Your religion and your nationality.
Man.
I think we need to come up with our own list here. Here, I'm working on it right now.
Okay.
Bullet points. Sweet tea or unsweet?
Oh, that's very important.
Wet or dry rub? That's about ribs.
Chicken or kale?
Chicken or kale. Collards or kale?
Collards or kale.
Biscuit or bagel?
Oh, that's a good one.
And if you don't know your pronoun, you're not even getting through the front door.
No.
I mean, that's just it. We've got to come up with a list. Maybe the audience can help us out here. What are some things that because we have to vet all of that, and that's what this is, vetting.
Yes, and you do want to vet out the crazies.
You do. That's gluten. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
That's
hey now.
Lord love them. You know, some of the gluten folks do not have a sense of humor. You know,
when you can't eat bread.
I'm a sweet tea. I know.
It's pretty sad existence.
I can take a joke, a crack or two, but there are some folks. All right, give us a call here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Yes, it is great to be back in the 901. It's been a lot of fun meeting all of our great listeners, and thank you guys so much for being a part of our show. By the way, Triton just released their new podcast numbers. We are number 98, the 98th largest podcast in America, a little over 1.2 million subscribers. And my understanding from our digital team is that we're actually ahead this month of those numbers. So thank you all for hanging out with us and being a part of our digital front porch. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Hang tight. We're going to be getting to your calls momentarily, but a good friend of this program and a neighbor here in the Mid-South, his name is Brent Taylor. He is a Republican, he is a conservative, and he is running to be a state senator in these parts. Brent, good to have you back on the program.
Always great to be with you, Todd.
And Brent, we've been following a big story. I heard you talking about this on KWAM with our friend Tim Van Horn, this crazy story out of Vanderbilt, the University Medical Center. And it's important for people. We've been trying to make this distinction. There's the university and then there's the university's medical center. And surely the college does a lot of stuff that we can complain about. But on this particular instance, it's the hospital. And it's a pretty shocking thing they're doing, allegedly, to these kids.
It is, Todd, and this is the danger of the incrementalism of tolerance. I'm old enough to remember, and you're probably a little younger than I am, but I remember when I was in high school when a kid wanted to get attention. It was the punk rock phase. You would wear the MC Hammer pants and the Michael Jackson zippered jacket. And
oh, the parachute pants back in the day.
Pants,
yeah.
I had those and the spiked hair and all that. And that's the way a kid that wanted to get attention, that's what they would do. Well, once everybody does that, well, suddenly you can no longer get attention doing that. So then it morphed into, in later years, of being gay and bisexual, and the students were saying that they were gay and bisexual to be noticed, and it became a fad. And once that becomes accepted, that's where we are now, where students are wanting to change their gender, and they don't know. I mean, thank God that when I went through the phase I wanted to be a pirate, that no one scheduled me for my eye removal and leg amputation to be a pirate, because no one knows what they want to do in adulthood. But the real challenge, Todd, is that parents just didn't wake up one day and decide, well, I'm going to take Johnny or Susie down to the medical center there at Vanderbilt, and I'm going to change their gender. Obviously, these students, to get to the point where they're seeing a physician or a medical center, those children have exhibited emotional and behavioral issues long before that. And so what happens is parents are at their wits' end. They go into a doctor and they see a physician with a white coat and a medical degree at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center, which is a big medical center here in Tennessee. And the doctor starts describing, gender dysphoria, and they ask what the treatments are. Well, we need to do this surgery. And parents wanting what's best for their children, when a doctor with all the credibility is sitting there telling them this is what they need, it's no different than what goes on at St. Jude every day with very dangerous surgeries that doctors ask to perform. And parents agree to it because they think it's in the best interest of their children.
And again, when you talk about the influence that kids have on each other, that peer pressure, it's the cool and popular thing to do, and kids are going to do that. And I know certainly times have changed, but now it is the cool and popular thing to be transgender. And you wonder how many of those kids, especially when you look at all these TikTok, have you seen the TikTok videos? It's insane. These teachers that are really turning their classrooms into these de facto indoctrination centers where they're encouraging kids to exhibit that form of behavior.
It is, and again, you go back to the punk rock days, you know, when that can no longer get the attention you need, you have to keep incrementally, and we're expected to be tolerant of it. And this is the danger of the incrementalism that comes with tolerance. And is it, you know, once you tolerate one thing, that becomes the norm, and then you have to tolerate the next thing that comes down the pike.
And again, when you look at the numbers, it just doesn't add up. The numbers of people who now say they are transgender. There was a New York Times piece, and they did a study, and their latest numbers they had were back from, this is 2017 to 2020. You're looking at about 1.4% of 13 to 17-year-olds said they were transgender, 1.3% of 18 to 24-year-olds. But then you compare overall adults, 0.5%. There's no, I mean, you know, even from an evolutionary standpoint, it's impossible to see those numbers be that legitimate.
That's correct. And what I think we should do is, from a legislative standpoint, is that, you know, the number one function of government is to protect liberty. A lot of people say it's to protect citizens. It's actually to protect liberty. And we should be protecting the liberty of these students to be able to make decisions for themselves when they become adults. Look, this isn't for me, but if a student today, later in life, becomes an adult and they want to go through a gender reassignment surgery, that is within their right to do that. And so I think we ought to be protecting the rights of these students and protect their liberty to live their life however they want to live it in adulthood, and not allow physicians with an agenda to be able to influence these parents and trick these parents into think that they're doing a gender reassignment or a what I would call a mutilation that is they think it's for the best interest of their child when it's not.
Looking at those videos, and the videos are from 2018 that Matt Walsh and the team at the Daily Wire were able to uncover. And there are a couple of other things that really concerned me. And you talk about protecting liberty, and I appreciate you making that distinction about the role of the State House, because you had one of the professors talking about if you're a person of faith and you have a religious, you know, objection to this, then you should find another job, as, you know, implying that maybe some people have been fired. We don't have any evidence of that yet. And also the idea that this really is not about making a health decision. It's about making a financial decision, because they said the transgender surgeries were money makers.
That's correct. And so I think what we need to do going forward, and what I hope to do in the General Assembly here in Tennessee, is four things. One, we need to investigate where else this may be occurring. I mean, we know of Vanderbilt. There may be other hospitals in Tennessee that are doing this same gender reassignment.
Sir, have you heard of any, by the way?
I have not. Vanderbilt was the first I had heard of it, mainly because I would have never in my wildest nightmare thought that there would be a physician who's taken an oath to, you know, do no harm, would do this gender reassignment mutilation surgery on children and to dupe the parents into allowing them to do that. So I think we need to investigate, find out where else in the state this is going on. Secondly, we need to go after the licenses of physicians and medical facilities that continue to do this type of procedure. Thirdly, we need to assign criminal penalties to it. If a physician does this, they should be criminally liable for it. And then fourth, we need to check to see what funding that's coming from taxpayers going to these medical facilities that are doing this gender reassignment surgery. So I hope to be able to do that in the state Senate come January.
I think it's a brilliant plan, and I think a lot of people in the volunteer state agree with you that this is just unacceptable. Again, folks, if you are underage and you want to get a piercing or a tattoo, got to get a permission slip from mom and dad. You can't buy cigarettes, you can't buy beer, you can't drive a car if you're under a certain age, and there's a reason why for that. I think the same thing should apply here, especially with these irreversible. And that's the thing, folks, these surgeries are not reversible, and you're stuck with it.
Right, and the proponents of this will tell you that the kids are having emotional and behavioral issues. Look, we need to treat that, but we need to treat that as they're in their adolescence. Once they become adults, if the way to, in their mind, solve their emotional and behavioral issues they're having to have a gender reassignment surgery, they have the liberty to do that as an adult. But we should be protecting these kids from physicians and parents who are being duped by these physicians.
We believe, at least on this radio program, that the State House is just as important as what's happening at the White House, probably more so now, especially with Roe v. Wade being overturned. And a lot of those issues are being returned back to the states where they belong, which is why it's important that I think we have conversations like this with someone like you, Brent, because you're going to be in the State House very soon.
That's correct. If you state government, you know, in our very founding, the 13 states were really 13 independent nations, and it came together for a common defense and a common currency and a few other things. Over time, the federal government has usurped more and more power, but we're beginning, I think, to see a reversal of that. I mean, Roe v. Wade is a good example. That belonged with the states all along. The courts finally recognized that, and that will be an issue that will be dealt with in the state houses. This issue, and it turns out the governors are taking the lead right now on immigration. They are finding unique ways to be able to bring this to the attention of the public so that we can try to get the federal government to finally act on some common sense immigration.
I thought it was interesting when they dumped all of the illegals off in the dark of night at the airport in Chattanooga. Nobody said a thing. About 50 show up at Martha's Vineyard. It becomes a humanitarian crisis.
Exactly. And the National Guard shows up to escort them someplace else.
That's it. That's it. All right, Brent, we're going to have to leave it there. Big football this weekend.
Yes, I'm looking.
Are you a Tiger guy or you're Memphis Tigers?
Well, Memphis Tigers.
I'm a Tennessee Volunteer fan.
Well, I'm a Memphis Tigers, although I will tell you my son went to Auburn. I went to law school at SMU, and my daughter went to Mississippi State. So I have to be very careful of which team I root for. But I will tell you, I'm a Memphis Tiger before anything
else. There you go. All right, that's a good political answer. But I got the cowbells kill me at Mississippi State. I'm just saying, it kills me.
They do, but my money went there, but my heart remained at Memphis.
I love it. Well, we're taking on Florida this weekend, so I told Grace, no calls, no emails, all football this weekend.
Right.
All right, Brent Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, a neighbor here in the 901 in Memphis, Tennessee. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be getting to your calls next. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Well, welcome back, everybody. Wow, I was... got caught up in a conversation there with the with soon-to-be Senator Taylor. Folks, it's important. All elections matter, and it's really important for us to get out there and make sure that you're supporting candidates. They're going to fight for freedom. And I loved what Brent Taylor said a few moments ago. It's not about protecting citizens. It's about protecting liberty. And he's spot on accurate. Hey, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Our good friend Connor in Boston wants to weigh in on the commitment to America. Hey, Connor, what's up?
Todd, how you doing? I'm better than I deserve today because I sleep on a MyPillow each night and, you know, just well rested and ready to go. When I'm wearing, use that promo code STARN. So, you know, it's a good day here.
It's a Connor from Boston MyPillow commercial. I'm not objecting to this.
You know, I'll tell you, it's better and it's cheaper than the sleeping pills Hunter Biden will sell you. So, I highly recommend getting a MyPillow.
Well said. Well said. All right, let's talk about this commitment to America, Connor.
Scott, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to the commitment for America, the Republicans that are running for office every single election term, they will sell you a bill of goods. But it's almost like where they're baking you a nice cake that they're going to paint and looks delicious. Then you buy it. And you get home and it's just like a kale cake with like no sugar in it. We need Republicans to really follow through, and we need scrappers in Washington. We need somebody who are going to fight for what we believe in, what the American way is. And if they're not going to do it, then I think that we need to rally together and primary each of these Republicans that does not follow through on their word. We need like new blood. We need new individuals coming in who are actually going to vote for what the will of the American people is. So I strongly hope they do it. They ram through. We can actually move forward and we can actually get the country back on track. But if they don't, I'm sorry. We need to really, really rethink about who we're sending to Washington.
Connor, completely agree. I loved what I heard today. I like it. And I'm, you know, Monica Crowley was on. She said she would have liked some more details. I would have too. I would have liked to have seen him come right out of the gate and said, here are the first three things we're going to do. We're going to promise you these are the top three things on our agenda, and we're going to shove these down the president's throat. Connor, if the Republicans are able to do that, then I think they will have turned a page. But to your point, if they do not, then there's going to be blowback. And I can promise you this, we're taking notes, we're writing all of this down, and we will not forget what they promised us. We're going to hold them accountable on this program.
And absolutely, and you always do. And that's what, you know, the amazing thing of this program is. But I'll tell you one thing right now. Ordinary Americans should start really looking into running for office, because if these establishment Republicans can't understand what it means to be a scrapper, well, we'll damn well show them what a scrapper is during primary season.
I love that, Connor. Love it. All right, good hearing from you, my friend, and have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Always a pleasure.
All right, that's Connor from Boston on the Newsmaker line. By the way, Patriot Mobile, they are doing some incredible work. I had a chance to meet some of their great staffers at the Spiritual Leadership Conference over in California at West Coast Baptist College. And they're just doing some fine, fine work. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And that means that they are supporting organizations that are fighting for causes we care about. They also, by the way, have incredible wireless coverage. It's pretty remarkable. And by the way, you can actually check coverage in your area by going to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. And you're going to be able to find your coverage. And you're also going to be able to find out about their great services they provide for you and for your business. Now get this, if you utilize my promo code Todd, they're going to give you free activation and a free gift. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And you're going to be talking to an American citizen because their phone screeners are based right here in the good old U.S. of A. Again, that's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. All right, folks, we have got some great stories for you over on the website. Caleb Park and our team of writers, they have been pounding out stories all afternoon. And you you got to get over there. You can also see the video of Joe Biden that we have been playing over and over and over again today. You can also find details of the commitment to America that the Republicans just revealed earlier today. That's at toddstearns.com. Now, look, holidays are coming up here, and I'm one of these guys. I like to have, you know, Thanksgiving first and then Christmas, but I know a lot of you folks are looking for great deals and bargains, and we have a lot over at the Todd Stearns store. We don't talk a lot about the store on the national show. Maybe we should do that more, but head over to toddstearns.com, click on the store button, and you will see all of our great products, books, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, we've got it for the conservative in your life. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Want to thank Grace and Kyle, our great team here at Stearns Media Group. You get out there and have a great Friday. Whatever you do, be sure to go to church this Sunday, and go Vols!
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.